From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has named a number of new ambassadors during the congressional recess. NPR's Jackie Northam says one appointee is Robert S. Ford, who will be posted to Damascus, Syria.
Robert S. Ford is due to become the first U.S. ambassador to Syria in 5 years. President George W. Bush pulled the last U.S. envoy to Damascus after the assassination of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in February 2005. Syria has denied any involvement in the murder. Ford is a career State Department officer and has served in many posts, including Iraq, Algeria, Egypt, and Bahrain. During his confirmation hearing last March, Ford listed several issues he would address as ambassador to Syria, among them pressing Damascus to end its support for Hezbollah and returning to peace talks with Israel. President Obama also announced new ambassadors for Turkey, Azerbaijan, and the Czech Republic. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
In Florida, citrus farmers are getting a break following a cold snap that damaged crops. Rick Roth says a published report that he and other farmers have lost $115 million so far isn't quite as bad as it sounds.
$150 million sounds like a lot of money, but it really is less than 10% of what the total crop could be valued at.
Temperatures dipped into the low 30s in Florida. Citrus can be damaged if exposed 4 hours or more to temperatures below 28 degrees. About 40% of the world's orange juice supply comes from Florida. Thousands of Russian air travelers hit by delays and cancellations because of icy weather have received a boost from their prime minister. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that Vladimir Putin is telling officials they get no New Year vacations until all the problems are resolved.
Freezing rain over the weekend brought down power lines and led to hundreds of flight cancellations at Moscow's two main airports. Many passengers are still facing serious delays, and around 50,000 people in the region around Moscow are still without electricity. It could take several more days before the problems are resolved. Prime Minister Putin told a televised cabinet meeting that the weather was not going to improve soon. The New Year celebrations in Russia are something of a national institution, with the country almost shutting down for 10 days of public holidays. Putin said officials had to stay to make sure a difficult situation does not become catastrophic. He said there was no need to whine. Everyone must work. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Jazz legend Billy Taylor has died of a heart attack in New York. He was 89 years old. An acclaimed pianist, composer, and educator, Taylor's career spanned decades. In the 1960s, he founded Jazzmobile, an outreach organization that promotes free concerts, and hosted a popular jazz show on NPR from 1977 to 1982. Billy Taylor was 89. This is NPR News. A witness says it sounded like a bomb went off when a suspected natural gas explosion leveled a Detroit furniture store, killing at least one person inside. Rescuers have pulled two people from the rubble. The owner of the store was hospitalized with critical injuries. The condition of the second person is unknown. A motorist was also injured while driving by the store at the time of the blast. A spokesman for the local utility, Consumers Energy, says there had been a report of a gas leak shortly before the incident. The government has issued long-awaited regulations that will require nutrition labels on most meat products sold in grocery stores. NPR's Dan Charles reports that such rules were first proposed 10 years ago during the Clinton administration.
The new rules won't take effect for another year. That will give the food industry time to change equipment at meat counters so it can print out detailed labels for every major cut of raw meat. The labels will be similar to those already on most packaged foods. They'll show how many calories and how much fat, cholesterol, or other nutrients are contained in a standard serving of that kind of meat. In some cases, businesses won't have to print the information on a label. They can just display it at the counter where customers buy their meat. Government officials say current labels that just say, for instance, 90% lean, don't give consumers enough information about how much fat they're actually consuming. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Five men are being held in Denmark and Sweden on charges of plotting a Mumbai-style attack on a newspaper that published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Danish intelligence described the suspects as militant Islamists. There have been several attacks, protests, and threats since the cartoon was printed in 2005. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.